The following article from our Knowing and Doing Quarterly Journal is brought to you by the C.S. Lewis Institute. Our prayer is that this talk will help to deepen your faith and draw you closer to God.
Prayer and Spiritual Friendship by Dr. James Houston. At one of the breakout meetings of the National Prayer Breakfast on February 1, 2001, Congressman Mike Doyle testified to the transforming personal experience of prayer linked with new friendships. As a nominal Catholic of an Irish background, prayer was something he had associated with church, not an intimately personal affair as it is expressed in friendship. But when he began to attend a weekly prayer meeting among members of both sides of the House, he discovered he could cultivate both friendship with God as well as with his colleagues, each mutually deepening and personalizing the other. You as well may be discovering the same thing. Yet, the discovery of the real meaning of divine and human friendship seems at first to be a radical event, strange indeed to the secular and alienating character of our contemporary society. In the classical ancient world, both aristocratic Greeks and Roman males viewed friendship as the most natural of human relationships. It was indeed the foundation of the Greek city-state, and in the earlier period of the Roman Empire, it was the glue that bound men, cities, and the world together. Aristotle, in his Nicomachean Ethics, and Cicero, in his De Amicitia, both emphasized the great worth of cultivating friendships. All the classical schools argued that thought was meaningless without action, but action was meaningless without the fruition of friendships. In contrast, the thought of friendship with God and communication with Him in prayer